Now, joining me in the studio is the committee chair, Tansel Rahman. Good morning to you, Tansel.
Good morning, Katie.
Good to have you in the studio. Good to meet you in person.
Finally, yes. Yeah. I'm pleased to have met with you finally as well in person.
Now, it's really good to see you. Now, tell me, what is the scope of the inquiry?
The scope of the inquiry that we were provided by the Attorney General is essentially fivefold. It's one, to prepare a consultation paper; two, to consult with communities, particularly those out in remote areas; three, to evaluate VAD models and safeguards; four, to identify any challenges that are NT-specific; and then five, if appropriate, to provide drafting instructions for model legislation.
Now, in terms of the consultation and heading out to remote communities, I mean, we have got so many wonderful remote communities around the Northern Territory. How are you going to get out to all of those? How are you going to consult as many people as possible?
Well, with careful planning, that's the first thing. We have a time-limited inquiry. We've been asked to come back and report back to the Attorney General at the end of September. As you know, this is a very congested time of year with a lot of things happening. Budget estimates will take over the next few weeks at Parliament, and then the dry season in July, there's lots of activity, as you know, as well. So what we're doing is using this time to get all the preparatory work done in the background so that essentially we'll be on the road for the best part of August trying to do consultations in as many places as we can.
Yep.
That are have not really seen consultations done on the ground in the past. So that will mean necessarily going out to remote areas. We obviously can't go everywhere, but what we'll be trying to do is go to, if you like, hub locations and then focus on spokes around them and try and cover as much ground as we can reasonably within that time frame.
And is that why the different land councils are really the first that you're going to be speaking with in terms of, you know, getting this all underway?
That's exactly right. So I think what's important to understand here, first off, is that this issue is now in the hands of a parliamentary committee that's been assigned the task. There are five of us on the committee, three from the CLP, one from Labor, one Green, and we are all trying to work cooperatively together to make sure that we depoliticise the issue and try and get a result for Territorians on this, because frankly there's been no action or traction in this area in the best part of 25 years. And so what we are looking to do is work together essentially to make sure that we've got the right plans in place.
I know you said then that, you know, there hasn't been any action in this space, but you know, we first off, I suppose, we were the first many years ago to actually implement voluntary assisted dying legislation in the Northern Territory. Is any of that work that was done by Marshall Perrin being looked at and being utilised?
Sure. I mean, this inquiry is not in place to replace everything that's happened in the last 30 years. It's to provide a final sweep of supplementary information. Now, if you just remember the quick chronology, Marshall Perrin's private members bill was done in 1995. Kevin Andrews' private members bill, which overturned that essentially by the federal parliament, was done in 1997. And then nothing happened essentially for 22 years, or could happen, until the Act was passed in Parliament in 2022 to allow us to legislate in this space again.
Yep.
Now, since that time, neither major party or any individual has sought fit to put any legislation in the House. And so now we've got the opportunity to progress this as a bipartisan committee.
Tansel, this is a topic that for a lot of Territorians, and I understand that there are some who will be opposed to voluntary assisted dying for various reasons, potentially religious reasons. I know that, you know, I feel pretty passionately that I think that it is something that you should have the right to make that decision yourself, particularly, you know, those that are going through terminal illness and have been sick for a very long time and potentially suffering for a very long time. And I also know that, you know, our palliative care teams across the Northern Territory are absolutely incredible. There is no other way to put it. Anybody that's gone through palliative care or seen those doctors, nurses, staff in action here in the NT would attest in exactly the same way that I can, having seen my dad go through it. But I do just feel as though we are again sort of dragging our heels. I know there'll be other people that are thinking that listening this morning. What's your message to anybody that is feeling like that, that's listening and going, why are we going through another consultation process?
Well, a couple of things to say there. First of all, even though every other state and territory does have legislation about this, they haven't had it for 30 years. Everyone's had it for the best part of the last 3 or 4 years. It's all pretty recent everywhere. Mm. It is true that we are now the last place in Australia that doesn't have legislation in this space. And so I think there is a desire to want to provide a legislative solution in this space, whatever that might look like. Regarding support for it, well, every MLA will have to test their own electorate to find out what sort of mood that people have for legislation in this space. And so I can't speak to any other electorate, but I know in my own electorate of Fong Lim, there are lots of people who contact me saying, we'd really like you to do something on the issue of VAT. Having said that, there is the odd person as well who has concerns, and you need to hear all of that out. So it's not that we're 30 years behind the rest of the country. We're probably a couple of years behind the last states and territories that legislated in this space only a couple of years ago.
Yeah, look, I agree with you. You know, I even, like I said, even on our text line at different times, we do have people contact us saying, you know, Katie, I don't agree with voluntary assisted dying for whatever reason. And I respect that. Absolutely respect the fact that everybody's got different opinions. Now, in terms of, invite the people that have been invited to brief the committee next month, I touched on that a moment ago in terms of the different land councils, but who else?
Sorry, I didn't answer that question very well. The reason that we've approached these people in the first instance is because we've been specifically tasked to go out to remote areas. Now, you don't want to go out to remote areas without being invited and without working with the people who work out there all the time.
Yeah.
And so that's why in the first instance, on the 7th of July, when we have our next formal meeting, we've asked the chairs of the last inquiry to come and brief us to help guide us, as well as the CEO of AMSANT, which is the peak body in that space, as well as the land councils. And that's just a starting place to check in with administrative stakeholders that are key, if you like. After that, there will, of course, be an open process for people to be able to write written submissions and or come and present themselves at public hearings.
Tansel, in terms of those that were on the, you know, the former body or the former working group committee,
the expert panel.
Right. That's the word I'm looking for.
Yep.
Those that were on the expert panel, are they pretty positive about this step, or how are they feeling? Because I know I've spoken to some of those, at least one of those committee members who's concerned about how long this is all taking.
My engagement with them has been minimal, to be very frank.
Okay.
So far, it's been a case of writing, doing everything by the book, if you like, on behalf of our committee to write to the former administrator, Vicky O'Halloran, and to Duncan McConnell SC to essentially ask them to brief us first as subject matter experts who oversaw the last inquiry.
Yep.
So it's not that I've gone out and litmus tested what everybody has to say about it, because the truth is, as soon as this was announced, I was flooded with inquiries from all over the place of people who know me personally or might be in my electorate saying, hey, I want to tell you what I think. And my answer to everyone is the same. Thank you for your thoughts and send it on to the committee when submissions open. And that's what we have to do.
Yep.
My job here is not to, facilitate the process in a fair and impartial way, and to make sure that we essentially design the project well. It's a research design project at this stage, and then it becomes about executing it and then about putting it together.
How are you feeling about, you know, this is such an important piece of legislation. It is something that a lot, like we've touched on, a lot of people feel really passionately about or quite concerned with. I mean, how are you sort of personally feeling about this now being the task that that is, you know, at your hands to get underway and to make happen?
Well, Katie, I'll give you a little scoop. I'm pretty excited, actually, because not for nothing, but the very first piece of research work I ever did, albeit as a kid, was a research report about euthanasia, voluntary euthanasia in the Northern Territory, and whether people who are terminally ill should have access to it. Now, that was work I did as a kid. Mm. But I've always had an interest in this area.
Yeah, right.
I think it's a really important area. And, you know, 30 years ago when I did that work, I ultimately concluded that this was an issue that Australia should probably start grappling with sooner rather than later. 30 years later, here we still are. So to have the opportunity to work collaboratively with my parliamentary peers and try and bring some resolution to this issue finally for Territorians is a real honour.
Isn't that interesting for you? That's like a real full circle moment, Tansel.
I really didn't think it was, you know, thank goodness for the fact that my dad doesn't throw anything out of the house. We managed to find that report.
Oh, you found it?
And in the interest of disclosure, I should probably put it on my website soon so that people can have a look if they want to see
what
where
did
my
say?
Conflict
what
did, and lies. Oh, look, I mean, it's as good as a research report for a 14-year-old is going to be, I imagine. But, you know, I designed surveys and I spoke to doctors and religious leaders and, that sort of thing, and ultimately wrote a big report up saying that, you know, we should probably think about doing something in the euthanasia space. Anyway. As I said, I wouldn't want, I say that slightly in jest, but also slightly in seriousness, because it is a great opportunity to bring to resolution something that hasn't been dealt with for a long time.
Yeah, and something that a lot of people feel really passionately about.
Absolutely.
I always think, if my dad was still alive and still battling cancer and in those final stages of his life, I don't think he would have gone down that path. I think he would have chosen to just be cared for, through palliative care. But again, it's it's that choice. And absolutely. I think that, you know, for me, I feel very passionately about that. And I think that if you are a family that maybe has a loved one right now that is going through those final stages of life, it's such an important piece of legislation.
It could be an important piece of legislation if we get to it being a piece of legislation. But to get it to that stage, we need to go through this process. And I think given the seriousness of the issue, it's not unreasonable to take a couple more months to try and do this. And so I'm keen for Territorians to know that they should take heart in the process, that we're working together to try and get to a resolution.
Tansel, something that the former Attorney General, Chancey Paike, said on the show this morning throughout the week he said that really the government should have a draft exposure bill that they are going out and consulting people on, rather than just sort of going out with, he wasn't sure, is it a set of questions? What exactly will you be going out with?
Member for Grudge is entitled to his opinion, and I don't want to politicise the issue, but I'm simply going to say that the former government, Labor government, if they wanted to, could have also introduced a bill into the House, but they chose not to. Likewise, the government that I'm a part of has chosen not to do that. Now, why they've chosen not to make it their own issue is for them to determine, right? But the fact is no one has done it. So rather than looking backwards, I'm trying to look forward constructively now. That's really what we have to work with. I think this has always been a matter of conscience, and it's a serious matter, voluntary assisted dying. And so, as I say, no political party, no individual has wanted to champion it in their own right. This offers an opportunity to, in a bipartisan way, with a bipartisan committee, to put forward, you know, instructions for legislation, which then the government will respond to in due course, I imagine.
Well, Tansel Rahman, obviously the VAD Steering Committee Chair and member for Fong Lim, good to catch up with you this morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.